Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com. The very thing that I
want most is just a head and hold your clothes. 93 WIBC, it is the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Casey's here. And Casey, did you know farming's kind of a big deal in Indiana?
I've heard something about that, Rob, yeah.
Full disclosure, I know very little about farming. Do you know anything about farming?
I know a little bit about farming because Grandma and Grandpa Hartshorn owned a big farm in Ohio when I was young. I didn't actually work on the farm. I played on the farm a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't constitute knowing about farming. Like, if I were to drop you onto a farm, a random-ass farm right now, would you know what to do?
No, I would know how to play and have fun with my cousins and run around and enjoy the fresh air and the wide open space.
Well, so I know I like to eat, and I know the overwhelming amount of food that I consume originates in some shape, form, or fashion from a local farm, but I am the last person to be considered a farming expert. But luckily, Casey, as you know on this show, one of our favorite sayings is, we've got a guy.
We got a guy.
And when it comes to farming, we do have a guy. His name is Farmer Ryan Schliemann, owner of a fabulous family farm up in Wolcott, Indiana. Also, owner of FreedomFoodsIndiana.com, which sponsors the State House Happening Show, which we do every Sunday here on WIBC. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Rob. How are you? And pleasure to meet you, Casey.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
All right, so tell us about where we're at with farming right now, because food seems really expensive. And we were talking about before we went on the air, a lot of this is because of the family farmers having to pass the cost of food onto, or the stuff that it takes to grow food, etc., onto the consumer. Tell us about it.
Well, I do the, I guess I have a lifetime dream of playing on the farm every single day. So, well, the reason why our food is getting more expensive is our cost of production on a lot of things have almost doubled. Just like everyone's experiencing with inflation, we're just handling so much more cash. I don't know if we're in some sort of financial crisis right now, but I kind of think maybe the American farmer might be heading toward one, similar to what we experienced in the 80s after coming out of the Carter administration. I see a lot of similarities between, you know, looking that history up and what we're seeing with the Biden administration today. It does make me nervous there.
You said production costs. Are you talking about the feed and things
feed,
like that?
Feed, fertilizer, diesel fuel, tires,
But
oil.
Why? Do they tell you why? Like, you have to buy all this stuff, Ryan. Do they tell you why it's more expensive? Like, fertilizer. What reason is there for fertilizer to be so much more expensive than, say, 2 years ago?
Well, here in the wonderful country that I love so much, we don't produce anything here. So we get it from, like, say, Ukraine.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
No, we get fertilizer from Ukraine?
We get fertilizer from Ukraine. A lot of our feed ingredients for poultry and swine, even beef cattle, come from China.
Mm. What? Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that
I thought China was bad.
China is bad, and we have experienced problems because we get it from them.
Should I be concerned that we buy stuff that we put into our bodies from China?
No,
it's one thing. Well, if Casey wants to have her TikTok, that's fine, because that doesn't harm me. But should we be alarmed that we are consuming massive amounts of stuff that goes into our bodies that's from China?
No, and you're really not. It's going into the animal first, Rob, so that's cleaning it up. But what you can be concerned about is, so like I think it was 6 years ago, we came down with this disease in the swine industry, which was called PED, and it was very deadly to baby pigs, where we lost, a lot of farmers were losing maybe like 30 to 40% of their baby pigs right after birth. Those pigs never made it to market. Mm. That bacon was never there. So we could have a food shortage just in something like that.
You're not worried about the feed that's going into the chickens?
No, well, and our chickens are cage-free.
I've always heard that. What does that mean to be a cage-free chicken?
Okay, to be honest with the public, everybody, it just means the chicken can roam around wherever it wants to, and it goes into its box and it lays its eggs. I'm sorry, but it's a little over the top sometimes.
Have you had any problems with your chickens laying eggs?
Well, we had avian, so we had to depop, and now we're repopping. Repopulate because of the avian flu. But.
And is that like just a wasted investment? Like the chicken just goes and you get nothing for it?
Oh, yeah, and you don't want that. Yeah, that's a wasted investment.
So why are eggs? Is the feed, is the stuff, is that why eggs are $93? Because, look, Casey buys eggs by the truckload because she's very wealthy, but we're trying to figure out why the eggs are so expensive.
Yeah, the eggs are expensive because of the feed cost. Well, supply and demand, because mm-hmm. of the avian flu, that really hit Indiana hard, and we are a large egg producer. And transportation costs, I mean, all of us buy gas.
Right.
And we buy a lot of diesel fuel, a lot of diesel fuel.
And that's even more expensive than what we put in our cars.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, okay, side question about the eggs, because this is a debate conversation that we've had on the air, and we don't know because we're not the experts. So you're here, so answer. Jumbo egg, large egg, brown egg, blue egg. What's the deal? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference. All those things exist. Like those colored eggs, like those blue and green or whatever, mm-hmm. We don't grow them because the production of the hen is so low. Maybe you get like a 20% production out of her. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. So it's just kind of like a, I don't know, ornamental thing. Like people think it's pretty, so they have two or three of these chickens.
But it doesn't have a silkier taste.
No,
or anything.
There's nothing different about
because
it.
Because the shell is a different color and it looks pretty?
Yeah, exactly. It's just the breed of the hen.
Okay, what about brown?
Okay, brown, they might tend to have a little bit of darker yolk, which I don't know if there's any. Now, you may have to ask a scientist. I'm not one of those.
Okay.
But I don't think there's anything in that darker yolk that is more healthy for you. But in my mind, though, mm-hmm. Casey,
yeah.
I like the brown eggs.
Yeah.
Ryan Schliemann is our guest, by the way, a family farmer up in Wolcott, Indiana, owner of freedomfoodsindiana.com. Casey, go ahead.
I've got one more egg question because you're
sure,
here.
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, seriously, inquiring minds.
A farming expert, and it's just egg.
Well, it is in the news, so let's get to it.
It's big in the news.
Okay, so there's jumbo eggs, and there's large eggs, and there's probably medium and small eggs. Is it like a big fat hen that's laying the jumbo eggs?
No.
Or do you train them? Lay a bigger egg! Like,
chickens are, they're temperamental because weather, feed,
okay.
all kinds of things go into this size of the egg. The same hen can lay a small egg, medium, whatever, and she might lay jumbos, which you want because you can get more for them mm-hmm. for, I don't know, 4 weeks, and then all of a sudden she'll just stop laying for two.
So it's moody chickens.
Yeah, it's moody chickens.
A happy chicken lays the jumbo egg?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
I feel like I've gotten so much out of this conversation.
Any time in the foreseeable future, Ryan, that we're going to see food get back to an affordable level? I mean, is this even in the cards, or are we just stuck with this for a while?
No, I think we're stuck with this for a very long time.
Very long time.
Yes, a very long time.
Because all of the animals that you have now, they're small, and you have to raise them up to adults before they can go to market.
Yeah, because the older ones are going to do exactly what we do. We call it cull them. Mm-hmm. So that means they're gone. They go to a slaughter plant or whatever, mm-hmm. and so they're going away. Mm-hmm. So to get everything built back up to where it should be, it's going to take a long time.
So this is a supply and demand issue, right? I mean, this is a Pete Buttigieg thing. This is a supply chain issue thing, why the price of everything has gone up so high.
Yeah, supply chain, inflation, supply chain, really, and transportation. Transportation's horrible.
Ryan Schliemann, our guest, family farmer in Wolcott. You can find him over at freedomfoodsindiana.com. Okay, so let's talk about labor, because you were mm-hmm. telling me that you are having, and other farmers are having, major issues as it relates to labor in this country.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Okay, so our farm is a little bit different than a lot of other farms, where we're so diversified. So we need a lot of help. And sometimes we do go to Mexico for that help. Now, I have found...
When you say you go to Mexico, what's that mean?
Well...
You don't physically go
to
Mexico,
No, we don't
do
physically
you?
Go to Mexico, but we recruit people out of Mexico.
Yeah.
You're talking Mexico, Indiana?
Yeah, right. I've been past there.
Yeah.
No.
Right on 31.
I don't want anybody out of there.
Okay. But, I mean, you look for legal
yep.
labor
yeah.
from other countries. Is that because you can't find people here to do the work?
We cannot find people here to do the work. Even, like, back when I was in high school a long time ago, mm-hmm. we used to, you know, us boys would like, give us a part-time job. We'll do whatever you want. That's not the case anymore.
And you husk the corn and
yeah,
tear
whatever.
Up your hands yep. as they yep. detassel the corn. And
bale hay, wash combines, yeah.
yeah. And people just, they're not
no.
willing to do it now.
So what's it, I mean, we have a government that lets people flood illegally across the border without any check and balance whatsoever, but they're making it hard for legal workers
yes.
to come and stay in the country?
Yeah, so we have two. They're brothers, actually. One came, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. A terrific person, wonderful background, educated in economics in Mexico, came here on a tourist visa, found us, hung out with us for a summer, absolutely loved what we do, mm-hmm. wanted to stay. He went back to Mexico. We applied for a visa to get him here. No problem. He was able to come for a period of time. and he had to go back for 3 months. We already knew that was going to happen. When he got back to Mexico, we reapplied with a different type of a visa that he could work for us, making more, using his degree to help me manage. And that went through. Now it's time to reapply. They don't want to do it.
Hmm. And they give a reason? I mean, does the government communicate with you and say, no, because?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, because. Let's see, how does Rob do this?
We have
it's a real art to be able to scream away from the microphone, yeah. Brian.
Because we have too many open jobs.
So they're saying that they want Americans to try to fill these jobs, but the argument is, well, Americans aren't filling the jobs. So then the argument back to you is, yeah, but we want Americans to fill the jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, isn't that stupid?
Did I do that right?
Perfect. Very well. Yeah, you might strain something, so be very careful when you do that. Casey, that's the most American government thing ever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we let all these people flood illegally across the border. We don't check them. We don't have any idea who they are, where they're going. Then you have people who want to legally work here. They understand it's a temporary thing. They understand the process of that. And then we make it impossible for them to do that.
Well, and somebody who even has a sponsor.
Yeah.
And a position waiting.
Yeah, and a caliber of person. He is the man that we want to have come to the United States. Him and his brother, I trust them with my children. Mm-hmm. I can go out and hire 20 illegal people by the end of the week, and without problem, I can get 20 of them.
But you don't want to do that. You're being punished for trying to do things the right way.
I don't want to do it because I don't know them. I don't know their background. I don't know, you know, what they're. I don't know what's in their head. I know it's inside Eduardo's head.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Hey, before we let you go, we got to say thank you for all the Freedom Food Indiana, freedomfoodsindiana.com food that you brought us. Ryan brings bags of food
when
he comes in, and it is like, what did you bring? Tell everybody what you brought.
Oh, good grief. I just walked in. Okay, so that's all prepared by the homestead, which you can order and get down here in Indianapolis through Market Wagon. The homestead is another family-owned business that they use ingredients from farmers and they get them other places too because it's a big deal, but they do all that baking in house. There's all kinds of casseroles I brought you guys, some mm-hmm. homemade soups, and it's all real good. And
pulled pork in there,
smoked Casey, pulled pork.
There's soup in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're gonna fight it out when we get off the air.
I know,
food. Ryan. And the thing I love before I let you go, Ryan brought me an imitation a little tractor mm-hmm. for my office because you know I collect trinkets back mm-hmm. on my desk from all of our listeners over the years.
Hoarding.
Ryan brought me, you can call it whatever you want, Casey. I call it loving our listeners. Yeah. Ryan brought me a tractor, which is a model of the one you have, correct?
Yep.
And you said that thing drives itself now?
Oh, yeah. All of our main tractors do.
Was it like GPS?
GPS, yep.
Fantastic.
It helps us be more efficient. Mm-hmm. More accurate.
You were saying your 9-year-old son can do it.
Oh, yeah. He has done it.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What's a tractor run now? Like, is it more expensive than my little Nissan without power windows or locks? So what's a
There's a lot run? Of things more expensive than that, Rob. Now, that particular tractor, you could be close to $700,000 before you get all the options, or after you get all the options put on.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you go to repair them?
Yeah.
to the same place we got.
Tractors are us?
Yeah, no, we do a lot of our own repairs. Farmers are very skilled in almost everything, mm-hmm. masters of none. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then more technical stuff, we do rely on our dealers to help us with that.
Yeah,
How big's your farm?
A little over 4,000 acres.
Is that big or is that small?
Oh, I would say that's about average.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could be like, like our own Yellowstone, Casey. We could go build cabins out on Ryan's farm.
Let's do it.
You have to watch out for the windmills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Farmer Ryan Schliemann, family farmer, our residential farming expert. Find him over at freedomfoodsindiana.com. Thank you for everything, man. You are the best.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Casey.
And that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kevin. Good job. And thank you for listening. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. We'll see you back here tomorrow.